What did you learn in Europe? How did you apply it to now?
I mean, in Europe, those guys are a lot physical, more physical than what sometimes we see in even the Big Ten. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, they're grown men over there, and it was good to play against those guys, see where I matched up. And just playing with the guys over there is only going to give us more practice and confidence coming over here again.
You had to play in the most physical league in the country, one of the best leagues in the country, and I'm sure you learned something each and every day when you were competing. What have you saw of yourself against a guy like, say, a Derek Nix or Jared Bergeron or guys like that you had to go against, and how do you think you've applied that in the offseason?
Yeah, people don't realize all the guys that I had to play against last year. I mean, those are some special guys, special talents, NBA guys. I'm sure Bergeron and Nix are going to play overseas somewhere, and being able to play against those guys night in and night out, it's only made me better, and I think I'm going to be taking bigger steps this year towards some of the stuff I learned from them and some things I've added to my game.
Is it more about attacking the basket at different times, or is it about getting, what exactly are the specifics that you wanted to work on when you got close, especially on offense?
Just having a feel for, like, when to attack and when not to, because you can't attack every time because those guys are big and strong, and you got to know when to take the jump shot or when to drive it. And I think I've got a better understanding working with Coach Francis and all the assistants. I've really watched a lot of film over the last few months, and I'm getting ready. I'm excited.
What have you developed move-wise on the post? What are you working on?
I've been refining my right and left hand hook. I mean, those are pretty big staples to my success. So if I can get those down with pretty much automatic, it's going to help me out a lot. And once those go, I can work on different moves, up and unders and all that type of thing. And being able to step out to 10, 15 feet has been a big key for my development as well.
How much stronger are you? You look stronger.
Right. I'm pretty strong, I feel. I feel like I'm bigger and stronger than I was last year. And every day, I mean, I'm in with Maxwell, trying to get better, more flexible, just trying to work on everything. And he's been a real big key to my success as well.
Coach McCaffrey was talking about some of the experimenting he did with playing you and Gabe together. Just what's that like when you're playing with somebody that's around the same height as you?
Yeah.
A guy that you're constantly going up against at practice all the time.
We kind of like it. I mean, we don't get to play with each other that much. We always playing against each other, battling, banging heads. I mean, he complements my skill set a lot because he's athletic. He's got a nice jumper. He can handle the ball. And he's a lot of fun to play with.
And how much does it help, like, when you guys are in, like, a zone, for example?
It's tough. I can't imagine what those guys are looking like when, because our threes are even tall. So, I mean, we got long and athletic threes, and we got marble at the top. So, I mean, hopefully it's going to be a burden for their offense to try to score against us.
What did you learn from being in Europe that you feel you've been able to apply here these last few weeks in practice and that you think you'll be able to apply this upcoming season?
I feel like I've got a better feel for the game than I did last year. Just the extra 11 days of practice and 6 games can only help me. Mm-hmm. Playing with the guys some more. It's been an awesome experience overseas. And our team camaraderie is even greater than it was last year. I mean, I played on some great teams that we haven't had this type of camaraderie over the last couple of seasons. So I think it's only going to bring us closer and hopefully to correlate in success.
Would you say confidence is something that's grown for you, or has that been something that's just always been there and now is maybe a chance that you get to show it?
Right. I mean, the more feel I have for the game, the more confident I'm going to be. Mm-hmm. And I worked real hard to continue to improve, and my confidence is pretty high right now.